We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And here we go, ladies and gentlemen, with a long holiday weekend.
We're screaming toward the weekend.
This weekend is the unofficial start of summer.
Get away this Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, my God, I am already having a fantastic time.
Memorial Day Sellathon.
Well, it's Memorial Day weekend.
Right.
We're all going to be in bikinis.
Fantastic.
I feel like a new man.
Tell me if I should play golf this weekend.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hoo-ah.
Let's get this party started.
Sure. Isn't that a damn good reason to live it up today?
You bet.
Let the party begin.
Okay, here we go. Getting underway with the 5 o'clock follies. We're changing it today to the most heavily congested hour of the Bobby Mack Electric Radio program. The key word for this hour, dragon, used in a sentence by one of our texters. Bobby, I'm dragging at 5 miles an hour on I-85 this hour. Thank you. Excellent use of the key word, D-R-A-G-O-N. That kind of dragon, D-R-A-G-O-N to 72881. By the way, I forgot to mention in the last hour, we did hit the trifecta. We got three winners so far this week. 7 o'clock hour this morning, Lillian Sutherland, who lives in Central, became our latest $1,000 winner. Way to go, Lillian, and we hope that we can be able to make out a check for you as well in this hour. Ingalls Advantage Talk Line, 800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. We go right to the phones to Sarah, who is in Greer. Hello, Sarah, and welcome to the Friday Free-for-All.
Hi, Bob. Good to talk to you.
My pleasure.
Okay, hon. I just wanted to mention, since we've got these school shootings, and I know it's been going on for quite a few years now, but It's getting worse and worse. And it sounds like, to me, it's a wake-up call. There is a lieutenant colonel. He's a retired chaplain from the Army. His name is Ray, R-A-Y, Moore. And he's on the Internet, raymoorelive.com. And he encourages parents to put their children in Christian schools or homeschool.
I think it's great advice.
Yes, he's on at 11 o'clock in the morning for half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you can get him, you know, during the day. If you click onto raymoorelive.com, you can get him during the day. It, like, reruns, you know, but it's live at 11 o'clock. And he has a ministry called Frontline Ministries Incorporated.
Uh-huh.
And it's the Exodus Mandate Project. He's out of Columbia, and he is a wonderful, wonderful, a godly man, very, very godly, and just encourages pastors and people to start Christian schools. It's like we have to take children. It's like a rescue mission, you know.
Sure.
Get them out of the public school system because they're just going down the drain. I mean, they're doing horrible things to our children's minds, you know.
Well, sadly, they're doing more indoctrinating than they are actual educating. Thank you, Sarah. Yeah, I believe I've heard that name. I believe I've heard Ray Moore's name. By the way, since Memorial Day is coming up on Monday, if you have someone that you would like to memorialize today, family member or friend that you'd like to remember, we are doing those on today's program as well. In on the text line, Bob, I'd like to remember my dad, Captain William Styron, S-T-Y-R-O-N, who piloted a PT boat during World War II. Wow, like JFK. I served in the U.S. Navy during Vietnam. Your listener, Carol. Thank you, Carol. Appreciate that. To the phones we go. Gene is next up. He is in Greenville. Hi, Gene, and welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Bob. I hadn't called in a while. It doesn't mean I hate you or anything like that. I'm just one of these numbers that floats in and out of the stats. So
gotcha.
Forgive me. All righty. Question. You probably know Lindsey Graham better than I would. His MOS in the military was that of a lawyer, right?
Yes. Yeah. He was an Air Force JAG, Judge Advocate General's Corps.
Air Force, no less.
I believe.
Does it make it look very, very good for Lindsey from my perspective? Air Force? Okay.
The service of those in the Air Force.
No. Well, listen to what I have to say now.
Yeah.
He's a lawyer.
Right.
He's not a military guy.
Correct.
He's not a Mad Dog Mannis. Or any of the fellows that we know around here that have served in combat or even supporting combat roles. So why is it somehow, and this goes back years ago when I even lived in Connecticut, going back to the Bill Clinton impeachment days,
et cetera, mm-hmm.
You know, Lindsey Graham, military guy, blah,
yeah.
blah, blah.
Yeah, he was front and center.
Wow, man, this guy, he pounded the rocks, man, with the gun. Well, I guess he spent his time hunting down. Well, in the Air Force, I guess he didn't hunt down combatant soldiers. But I guess in today's environment, he would have. And what would have made him look good in the JAG Corps is how many combatants who were out there on the front line he could have gotten locked up for life.
You see
where I'm coming from with this?
Look, during the Obama administration, especially, they did not have a positive influence on our military. Only the officers that were politically correct and kept their mouths shut were the ones that got promoted. You may remember the case of the Marines. I believe it was Marines in Iraq who killed a sapper, we used to call them sappers in Southeast Asia, but a guy who was planting a roadside IED. They found the guy and they killed him, and then they urinated on his body. You remember that?
Oh, I heard.
And they tried to court-martial him. And I believe they ended up being found not guilty and not, you know, sent to the Gray Bar Hotel or the military equivalent. There was an entirely different mindset about the military during Obama, obviously, than there is under our current president.
Well, I would even think if we go back to Bush, there was some of that as well.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah.
Yeah. I think my point in this call is that Lindsey Graham is given this bravado that he is a real major military guy, and when he talks about the affairs of our military state and our geopolitical positioning in Korea and the Middle East, like, boy, he's the maddest guy, and he's not. He's I'm sorry to say this, but I'm disappointed with the guy. He's nothing more than a lawyer hack. And I'm really disgusted with people like that. Both lawyers, both in the civil sphere as well as the military, they're not to be trusted anymore.
Thank you, Gene. I appreciate the call. I would go so far as to say if we had a closed primary here in South Carolina, that Lindsey would not have served as many terms as he has in the United States Senate. Just my opinion. 5:15 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back. Rolling along, or depending on where you are, maybe creeping along is more like it, here in the most heavily congested hour, the Bobby Mack Show, 522, in on the text line, 71307. And by the way, if you would like to remember someone fallen in the service of your country, or a veteran who served and has since gone on to their reward, we're doing that in advance of Memorial Day today. Bobby Mack, like to remember my dad, William Denny Pitts, U.S. Navy and World War II veteran. Thanks for doing this. I recall our friend Russ Castle doing it as well. Thanks from Grayson. You're right. Russ did this as well, and I kind of adopted it. Bob, this message is to honor my brother, the Reverend J. Belvin Green, served in the Air Force in World War II. He was in Germany and was right in the battle. I would also, he passed away 3 years ago. Bob, I'd like to remember all who have defended our nation. My heart aches for those that lost loved ones. God bless you all. Bob, I'd like to honor my father-in-law, retired Master Sergeant Jesse Eugene Campbell. Thanks from Terry. Thank you, Terry. Bobby, I'd like to honor my mother's brother, Alfred Grant. He died aboard DD 511, the USS Foote, Foote with an E, a Fletcher class destroyer, hit in the stern by a torpedo, 2 November 1943 in the Battle of Empress Augusta Bay, from Charles Alfred Auger, A-U-G-U-R. Thank you, Charles. Appreciate that. And I believe that catches me up with the text line momentarily and gives me an opportunity to go to Simpsonville and talk with Jim here on the Friday Free-for-All. Hi, Jim. Welcome.
Hi, Bobby. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you. Hope you are, too.
Yeah, I am. Thank you. I know that you're a golfer, and I have a golf question for you.
Well, there's some debate about whether I'm a golfer or not, Jim.
Yeah. I was wondering if you know what's the most important stick in the bag.
The most important stick in the bag. For me, I'm going with a putter.
Well, you're wrong. It's the pencil.
Well, if it's a pencil that comes equipped with an eraser, is certainly the most important stick in the bag, without doubt.
I was wondering if I could honor my uncle who was killed in France in World War I, Corbin Smith.
Certainly you may.
And he's from Pelham, Georgia. And a good friend of mine that was killed in Vietnam, Ronald Jensen. He was a Marine. And thanks for taking my call.
It's my pleasure, Jim, and I'm happy to be able to memorialize those two individuals for their service. It's 25 after 5. I saw a piece today that was at the Wall Street Journal, how a weakened ESPN became consumed by politics. Now, we talked about this kind of stuff most recently in the wake of all the business over the flag protest, the national anthem protest from NFL players. But there is little doubt that ESPN, the cable TV network, has been in big trouble for some time. And this article, which prints out to how many pages? Wow. 8 or 9, delves into much of this from the dust-up with this Jemele Hill. You remember, she was one of the SportsCenter anchors, sent a tweet calling President Trump a white supremacist. And John Skipper, who was the head of ESPN at the time, lit into her over that. If I punish you, he said, I'd open us up to protests and come off as a racist. If I do nothing, that will fuel a narrative among conservatives and a faction within ESPN that the network had become too liberal. The upshot was that Mr. Skipper, who's now gone as the head of ESPN, chose despair. Miss Hill did not suspend her, but they've had all kinds of problems because ESPN decided to get into the middle of partisan politics, and it has not been good for their business. Its status as cable TV's most expensive channel had become a liability. As consumers grew fed up with their monthly cable prices, big cable distributors began offering discounted packages that did not include ESPN. Many consumers opted for those offers, while others cut the cord entirely, leading ESPN to lose 16 million subscribers over 7 years. And at the same time, the costs for live sports events have spiraled out of control. Average annual payments tied to ESPN's four biggest long-term rights deals have more than doubled since 2013 to $4.7 million. And The story goes on to quote former ESPN anchors who have left, been downsized out of the business, and they're concerned also over the hashtag boycott ESPN over their stressing politics. And it suffice it to say, the long story short is, it has not been good for their business. Now they have a new guy, James Pitaro, who is the new ESPN president. He is said to be turning the network back more towards dealing with sports and trying to not stick their nose as much into politics. At least that's the tone of the story in the Wall Street Journal piece that came out yesterday. So what do we get today from USA Today? Guess who is coming back to ESPN for an expanded role, including a return to SportsCenter? That would be Keith Doberman, as I used to call him, Keith Olbermann. He's been around the block numerous times. He was at BSNBC. He's been at a bunch of places and essentially has worn out his welcome everywhere that he's gone. So on the one hand, we got this story from the Wall Street Journal about how ESPN has been hurt when they became consumed by leftist politics. And then today, we get the story that Keith Olbermann is coming back, who is about as far left as anybody in the world of sportscasting could possibly be. And that's saying something, considering how left many of them are. It makes you wonder what the guys at the top are really thinking. 529 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Annie is ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side as we roll on with a Friday free-for-all.
Work.
That's it. That's what we do. We slave away over a hot microphone and a computer terminal for 4 hours each afternoon in an effort to entertain and inform. 538, Dragon, keyword for this hour. O-N, that may be what you're doing through traffic. Spelled differently, of course. Our keyword is D-R-A-G-O-N to 72881. In on the text line, 71307. Bobby, I'd like to remember Corporal Joshua Dumaw, D-U-M-A-W, USMC, KIA, that's killed in action, KIA, 22 June 2010, Afghanistan. Thank you. Appreciate that. Bobby, we must remember Simpsonville's own Lieutenant C.W. Todd Jr., U.S. Air Corps pilot killed in action over Germany May 8, 1944, 1 month after his 20th birthday. Thank you, Roxy Todd, niece. I had thought for the longest time, maybe because my dad was a Marine in the Pacific in World War II, I had thought that the units that suffered the most casualties were the Marines. And actually, I did a little research on it because I'd heard that it actually was the 8th Air Force that flew all the daylight bombing raids over Germany, especially in the early days of World War II. And it was 8th Air Force actually suffered, had the highest casualty rate. Bobby, please remember my father, Captain M.S. Hines, DFC 65 P-38 reconnaissance mission, 65 P-38 reconnaissance missions in the European theater. Then my mom, First Lieutenant Marion Hines, RN, awarded the Bronze Star for evacuating patients under Japanese artillery barrage during the siege of Manila in the Philippines. Wow. Bob, I'd like to honor my mother and father, Huck and Carolyn Neltor, N-E-L-T-N-O-R. They served in World War II. Bobby, could you please honor Major John R. Schumann, ambushed in Vietnam 1965, taken prisoner, died in captivity. His remains have never been recovered. He was my POW bracelet service member, wore my bracelet for over 20 years, and have his name etching from the Vietnam War Memorial. Thank you. From S in Greenville. Thank you. Appreciate that. Bob, I'd like to honor Marcus Livingston Leverett, or Leverett, for serving in the U.S. Army in World War II. Thanks. Thank you. Bob, I'd like to honor my dad, Roger Tate, also fought in World War II, 7th Armored, received 2 Bronze Stars and a Purple Heart. Bob, I'd like to honor my dad, Reverend DeWitt Blackston, World War II veteran. He served under General MacArthur. He passed away, will be 7 years on Memorial Day. What a day to go to his heavenly home. Thanks for caring about our veterans. Elaine Edwards from Pickens. Jim is next up. He is in Lawrence. Hi, Jim, and welcome to the Friday Free-for-All, our pre-Memorial Day show.
Well, thank you, Bob. This is Sobrero Trump, Jim Yates. But our father, Coblish Yates, got shot wounded in a foxhole. He was a combat medic, and the other guy was asleep, and he had to be awake and had his finger on the trigger, and he got shot through the earlobe, and he got Full Bronze Star, Purple Heart, and he was a combat medic, and I myself was a medic in Vietnam, and then also my brothers, Barry Yates and Donnie Yates, and also Charlie Feld and Milton Davis from Lawrence. But anyway, we appreciate it, and we'd like to remember all other veterans that have fallen before thee and everything, and thank you very much, and God bless you, and God bless America.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate that very much, and God bless those medics.
Thank you very kindly.
I was just going to say, you know, people have no idea of the bravery of the medics who were treating their brothers under fire, under the worst kind of conditions. I have the ultimate respect for the medics.
Well, thank you. And see, just like all medics, we carried our M16s and pineapples like everybody else, and of course, a lot of times we didn't wear our armband because that was just a prime target.
You bet.
Thing. And so we had to avoid that. And we appreciate, I was at the debate the other night in Clemson, and we appreciate Brother Henry McMaster supporting our veterans and everything. Governor Henry McMaster.
I appreciate the call, Jim. Thank you very much for doing that. Anybody that want to see some of the courage of some of the medics in World War II, the film Hacksaw Ridge, wow. Tom is next up. He is in beautiful Traveler's Rest. Hello, Tom, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Well, good to speak to you again there, Bobby.
Thank you, sir.
A long time.
My pleasure.
I was curious if you heard of this guy, QAnon?
Yes, I have. If you're not familiar with him, QAnon is that's the acronym that he uses. He is a... he's on the web and has supposedly all kinds of inside secretive info. That's the guy you're talking about, right, Tom?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I've just become aware of him, and it's just totally blowing my mind that he can make these pronouncements, and 2 days later they are in the news.
it does make you wonder about how plugged in this guy may be.
The things he has done recently, I no longer wonder.
Mm-hmm.
You might question his judgment as to who's a good guy and who's a bad guy and for what reasons.
Right.
But, it is a delight to have his input as opposed to most news these days is just divided Republican, Democrat, with
right.
little regard for what's right or wrong.
Yeah, it's progressive on one side, and the conservatives are all liars, and conservative on the other side, and progressives are all liars. So,
yeah, and this guy seems to explain himself well anyway.
Yeah, and you're right. Some of the stuff that he writes about, it seems kind of precognitive. You know, he seems to be right more than he's wrong.
Exactly. The other day, I mean, I had my doubts about him, seriously,
mm-hmm.
until about 4 days ago. He was on a presidential flight and had pictures out of the window and the coordinates and said, yes, I am still alive and still going strong.
So, yeah, this is somebody that is near the seats of power.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This was a presidential flight.
Right. Yeah, Air Force One.
I was just wanting to see if you and your listeners were aware.
Yeah.
And invite you to join in.
Gotcha.
This is all right.
Thank yeah, it's interesting stuff. That's for sure. It's interesting stuff. Thank you, Tom. I appreciate it. Yeah, you can just go to use a search engine. Just put QAnon, the shorthand for anonymous, somebody that tweets some pretty interesting stuff. 5:45 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here. Right back with more here on the Friday Free for All on WORD. Welcome back. 5:51 here on the Bobby Mac Show. In on the text line, as we remember veterans with Memorial Day coming up on Monday. Bob, I'd like to remember my grandfather, Robert Radke, Army World War II vet. Bobby, I'd like to honor my great-grandfather, Earl Jenkins. He was a World War II veteran on the front lines, from Abby. Thanks, Abby. Bob, in honor of Lance Corporal Cody Stanley, a Marine we lost in 09 in Afghanistan, Semper Fi until we meet again in Valhalla, Marine. Bob, I'd like to remember my dad, U.S. Navy LST 828, Pacific Theater, World War II. I'm glad he survived it, or I would not have had my time to serve the USMC. Oorah! From Dan. Thank you, Dan. Appreciate that. Bobby, let me go back to the top here because I'm going to have to reload quickly because texts have been coming in fast and furious. Bobby, I'd like to recognize my uncle, Harry Evan Nicholson, killed in action, Wallendorf, Germany, 19 September 1944. Bobby, great show, touches the heart. God bless them all, the true sacrifices for every American. Mark from Simpsonville. Bobby, please remember my brother-in-law, Jimmy Willis, Navy CB in Vietnam, passed away due to complications from Agent Orange, Steve J. Yeah, had a friend who was a Marine gunnery sergeant, also victimized by Agent Orange. Bobby, I'd like to remember my dad. He was in the USMC 47 to 49, retiring as 3rd Battalion Sergeant Major at his beloved PI, Paris Island. He passed 10 years ago. Combat was in Korea, frozen chosen as a mortar man, and also in Vietnam as a helicopter crew chief. His favorite duty, as a DI, having served 3 terms at Paris Island. He is missed. Thanks from Gary Tomlin. Thank you, Gary. Bob, QAnon is supposed to be actually President Trump's alter ego. He wears glasses, but you never see him in his cape because they no longer can find a phone booth to change into. There you go. They're non-existent. Ray is along this afternoon as well. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to that too quickly, I think. Yeah. Where is Ray Moneypenny? No, he's on the phone with her. Let me put it back on hold, let Moneypenny get that in there, and I'll catch up with a few more of these. Bobby, James Haywood Bud Ellison, U.S. Army retired, passed away June 2015. Bob, QAnon doesn't explain anything. Andy's been saying forever that Sessions is working behind the scenes. I did see the other day the name of this individual who is alleged to be working behind the scenes. It is a former DOJ employee who I believe now lives in Utah. Okay. Bobby, I don't understand. There are so many idiots lighting off fireworks and celebrating on Memorial Day. It's a day to honor those who served on the battlefield. A very solemn holiday, one of reflection and respect. Save your fireworks for the 4th of July, okay? Bobby, how many people do we now have running for Trey Gowdy's seat? This is getting crazy. One has dropped out. There are still 12 remaining. And by the way, we will have our top tier debate. I'll give you all the details on that again on the other side in the bonus hour here on the Bobby Mac Show on Friday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.